Question 595. The Rav responded to my question number 505 by saying that no Gedolim avoided rescuing Jews during the Holocaust just to avoid the prohibition against associating with evildoers. But if I may quote from the Yatei Ne'eman, to which the Chazon Ish responded, why does the Rav have to get involved in Hatzolah matters? After 120 years, when the Rav comes before the heavenly court and they argue that he could have saved Jews, why did he not? And he replies that the only way he could have saved them was through an alliance with the agency and with the Zionists. I will be the guarantor that they will accept their answer. Hence, I'm back to my original question. Okay, I don't know what the circumstances that are referred to over there that the Chazon Ish was referring to, but let me quote to you from the book The World That Was, page 91. The Vaad continued to seek Jewish unity despite the disbandment of the temporary committee. It cooperated with anyone or any group which could possibly help, regardless of their religious philosophy. This is called, they're talking about the Vaad Hatzalah. Once Rabbi Cutler was criticized for working with the secular Stephen Wise. His reaction was emphatic. I would work with the Pope, he answered with characteristic fire, if it would save even the fingernail of one Jewish child. Even though we don't learn from Maiselach, because we don't know all of the situation, but it seems clear from what Rav Aaron Cutler was quoted, that under certain circumstances at least, working with anyone is okay for Hatzalah. Obviously the Chazon Ish held the situation that he was dealing with, that didn't apply. But there must have been other extenuating circumstances why the danger to this person involved in Hatzalah and the chances for Hatzalah, the dangers to this person outweighed the good that he perhaps could have done. I don't know the circumstances, but here is a clear quote from Rav Aaron Cutler.